That is Muse and Madness. Hot 104.7, 919, up to 38 today. It's 31 now, and bad news.
Really bad news.
At least for the potheads.
Yeah.
Who had a reason to smoke the Chiba. What happened, Mel?
The legislators voted no in order to have a small amount or possess a small amount of medical marijuana. And voted it 7-6, so it was really close.
But wasn't it like if they had the... They could somehow argue that they had a reason for it.
Right.
I don't have an issue with any... If someone is terminally ill and dying, so I have no problem with them smoking whatever they want.
Yeah, and they're talking also like for people that have like multiple sclerosis and stuff like that. And I don't have a problem with that either, so...
Yeah. I don't know who was actually promoting the bill. If it was folks who were actually sick with stuff like that, then great. But if it was like when they wanted to start legalizing hemp for farmers, hey, dude, this will help the farmers, man.
Yeah.
That happened when I was in college at Black Hill State. And every one of the people who was walking around campus trying to advocate for this was a pothead.
Of course.
Not one of them was a farm kid.
Wow.
They were all from cities. Not big cities, but they were all from cities like Rapid City. Or one guy was from Cheyenne. Another guy was from like Des Moines. Hey, man, it'll help the farmers, man. Yeah. You know, if Farmer Bob comes up to me and says, you know, I'd kind of like to grow hemp. I can make some money. Okay.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, hemp is a legal product.
Right.
So long as it's hemp and, you know, turned into fabric and not lit on fire.
Yeah.
During a drought, though, you know, there's going to be some potheads out in the field just trying to set fire to the joint.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is the greatest party ever. If only Jerry was here. I'm sorry, potheads, but you make me laugh.
Oh, they do make me laugh.
They make me laugh
They're
a lot.
They're goofy.
Okay, so if you're thinking about unfriending someone on Facebook, you're going to end up unfriending them in real life.
Oh.
Because the way you treat virtual friends has an impact on how you treat real friends.
That makes sense.
A study from the University of Colorado in Denver. 40% of people say that if someone defriended them on Facebook, they would avoid that person and stop being friends with them in real life. Women are more likely to say they defriend a person in real life than men. Top four reasons people give for defriending people are frequent and unimportant posts.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, you do have frequent posts. Not all of them are unimportant.
I think that they're important.
But a lot of them are. Well, Facebook doesn't think they're important. Because I only have important posts from
because
you.
Because I don't click on the
I finally figured out what that meant. Only important. You have to like tag it as important or whatever. Polarizing posts, usually about politics or religion.
Yeah, that will get a lot of people to take you off.
There is a guy on Facebook I'm friends with, guy I went to high school with. Haven't actually talked to him in years.
Yeah.
And he'll write some kind of polarizing stuff, but it's always witty and smart. And I kind of enjoy it.
Then it's fun.
So if you're good at it, yeah. But if you're an idiot, it's not as much fun to read. Inappropriate, sexist, or racist posts also will get you unfriended. And also boring posts about their kids or food. Will most likely get you unfriended.
I can tell you that the posts that I post with my kids about my kids are interesting. Like the other day when they told me they want a baby brother.
It says boring posts. That's not a boring one.
No, that one's not at all.
No.
If I theism it or something like that, it's funny.
Yeah. No, I mean, I post stuff that Jackie says.
Yeah.
Fairly often. But when it's like, oh, look, the kids are eating supper.
Well,
that's boring.
Don't put that.
No one cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one cares at all. Valentine's Day is coming up. We've got the bitter ball on the way on Valentine's Day. And to go along with that, some Valentine's Day-ish stuff, mainly about sending sexy photos.
Mm.
We'll also give away some bitter ball tickets coming up very soon. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot
Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The house from the original 1984 version of A Nightmare on Elm Street and two of its sequels is on the market for $2.1 million. And it looks like a lot like it did in the movie from the outside, but it's been modernized in the inside. Also, it's not on Elm Street. It's on Guinness Avenue. But the house number is the same. 1428 is the same one that was in all the movies. One of the guys who's helping to turn Magic Mike into a stage musical says that some audience members will receive lap dances. Yay. And the Ricky Lake Show, which premiered in September, will not get a second season, but new episodes will continue to run through this coming September. By the way, Jeff Probst, I can never say his last name.
Probst,
his talk show isn't doing much better, so it may not get a second season either. On TV tonight, Betty White's second annual 90th birthday special, where she turns 91, is on tonight on NBC. Smash second season premiere, The Mindy Project, and Tosh.0. And that's Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 937, up to 38 today. It is 31 now. Bad news on the medical marijuana. It's not going to happen.
No, it will not.
They just couldn't seem to pass it through that joint.
You're so punny.
Yeah. It was a joint session of the Senate Subcommittee on whatever.
Okay.
Okay. So Valentine's Day is, 9 days away?
Yep.
So that means we have to talk about stuff for Valentine's Day.
We do.
Yeah. Because we're supposed to do topical stories.
Yeah. That's kind of how it works.
If you send someone naked photos of yourself, I'm going to guess there's a 99.9% chance of someone other than that person will end up seeing them.
Wow. That's your guess?
That's my guess.
Okay.
There's a pretty good chance.
All right.
You know, if you date some guy and you break up with him and while you were dating, you send him, you know, naked pictures of yourself.
Oh, and
you can count on his buddies seeing those. You can count on it. I would bet money on it. Anyway, a new survey found that 36% of Americans say they plan on sending sexy photos to someone on Valentine's Day. 32% have asked an ex to delete naked photos that they sent. Not happening. 28% say that after a breakup, they regretted sending the sexy photos. Boy, that's just amazing that you would actually regret doing something like that. 10% say they've had an ex threaten to post them online.
Okay, if they post them on their Facebook, let's say.
Well, they're going to get their profile shut down anyway.
So don't do that.
Yeah, but there's plenty of other places where it's perfectly allowable to post them.
Yeah, I suppose.
So think twice before you send...
You know, don't be a D-bag.
Don't send naked pictures of yourself. It won't be a problem.
Okay, but also don't be a D-bag. At the time, you certainly weren't like going, oh yeah, don't send me naked pictures. So then...
But if you don't send them in the first place, it will never come back to haunt you.
Right. But my point is that guys don't need to be D-bags afterwards.
You're blaming the guy after the fact. After you stomp all over his heart, then it's
his fault.
What if it was his fault? Okay, fine. But...
And then he's just going to be a D-bag and say, because I'm a D-bag, I'm going to post your pictures online.
Okay.
I'm just jerk face.
All I'm saying is if you hadn't taken and sent him the naked pictures of yourself in the first place, it wouldn't be a problem. And I'm not actually talking about you. I'm just talking about
I know, but in general. I'm just saying in general.
Because you seem to be standing up for the sexters.
No, I'm saying that guys don't need to be jerks like that. That should...
No, I...
They should never
I don't
ever
disagree.
Threaten something like that. That
I don't...
Is, that's a reason to go to hell.
I agree. But if you never take a naked picture of yourself, it'll never happen.
What about the tease pictures?
See, that's that would be a better way of doing it. Because then it's not naked.
Right.
So, yeah, that would be a better way to go.
Okay.
And I would also make sure that you're actually going to be with this person for a long time. Like, not until you're at least engaged. Should
right?
you ever send a picture like that?
Maybe. Or married to him.
Or married. It'd be mm-hmm. even better. Then there's some legal ground to stand on.
Right.
But just don't. I have a firm rule. My number one rule in my life is never take a naked picture of myself.
I'm okay with that rule.
It's a good rule. What are you saying? You're mean. Oh, you're so mean. I'm going to whine for the rest of the show because you're mean to me. If I had said that,
you're 10 being mean to me and my one back at you does not make it okay.
Oh, yeah, because I'm so mean to you. Anyway, heroes of the day coming up. Hang on.
Every time you're the hero.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 950, Heroes of the Day, go.
Two Arizona women were arrested during a traffic stop on Interstate 84 in Ontario after Oregon State Police say they found around 5 pounds of heroin hidden inside a Valentine teddy bear baskets in their car's trunk. Around 6:40 p.m. on January 30th, 2013, a trooper stopped a Honda heading west for a failure to signal lane changes. The driver is identified as 22-year-old Solana, I think is how you say it, Marquise.
Steve.
Sure, Steve. It's a girl, though. And 20-year-old Yedid.
Stevie.
Yeah, sure, Stevie. They're both of Phoenix, Arizona. Upon further investigation, the trooper discovered that the heroin concealed and the two teddy bear baskets in the trunk were estimated value of $200,000.
Wow.
Yeah, they were booked in possession and distribution of controlled substance.
If there's a chance you might commit a crime somewhere, you might not want to hand out business cards before you do it.
Mm-mm.
Jordy Dale Little of Crooks was arrested for allegedly hitting a man with a pool cue after the victim attempted to separate Little and another man who were arguing. The victim reportedly lost a portion of his ear in the process. Little had been handing out business cards in the establishment earlier in the evening. This allowed authorities to track him down rather quickly. He was arrested and charged with aggravated assault.
Yikes.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, don't hand out the business cards. Probably a good way to go.
Not if you're going
to
commit a crime.
No. Good idea. Yeah. Anyway, time for us to go. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Hot 104.7.com.